Russ and I are at the 2017 Energy Summit in downtown Grand Rapids to applaud energy efficiency and to meet some of the 2016 Michigan Battle of the Buildings' biggest losers, companies and not-for-profit organizations who have significantly reduced their energy costs while maintaining efficiency, comfort, and, yes, profitability. Who better to kick off our coverage of this event than Sherry Holman, Executive Director of the organization that manages and hosts the Battle of the Buildings competition. That would be the U.S. Green Building Council, West Michigan Chapter. Give us a snapshot of what's going on today.
So we are celebrating our 2016 Biggest Losers. There's 10 categories. We're awarding first and second place. So there's 20 Biggest Losers here today. And just for a little context, Biggest Losers is percentage of energy loss. So in this context, Biggest Loser is a good thing.
Yeah, notice we're going to be talking to folks. The energy savings range from some rather large buildings at 5 or 6% to some smaller buildings. I think one of our winners is almost at 40% in 1 year.
39-something. Wow, I know. Pretty impressive. Yeah, overall, these competitors have reduced 22,141 tons of CO2e and more than $2.4 million saved.
How many different companies and how much square footage does that represent?
This year, we have over 93 million square feet. And I believe our number for 2016 is about 520 buildings. I don't have that right in front of me, but it's right around there. 457 were in 2016. So each year, we're definitely seeing the growth from our inaugural year. We had 11.5 million square feet. Today, we stand here with 93 million square feet. So, you know, you can't be unhappy with growth like that.
In general terms, what are some things that most of these companies and organizations are doing to reduce their energy use?
You know, that's the beauty of this because it's so diverse. There's some winners that did, you know, behavioral occupant changes where they're just being better stewards of their energy. And there's some that, you know, have installed a building management system. So, you know, we're seeing a vast variety of things that people do, and you know, you never know what it will take to be the biggest loser because it may be less than you think.
There's a lot on the lighting front, but there's also a lot on, like you said, employee training programs, mm-hmm. Just people turning off the switches when they go home from work at night. Some low-hanging fruit, actually.
Yeah, that's exactly what we call that, is low-hanging fruit. And, you know, sometimes some of these companies have to dig a little deeper and do a larger project. But in most companies, it's there. There's opportunity for, you know, I don't have exact figures, but I'm going to guess 90% of our businesses out there across Michigan have some sort of opportunity, something they could be doing to shave energy cost.
Your array of sponsorships for this continues to grow, and it's very impressive.
You know, our first ones in was Consumers Energy the first year. DTE was not far behind in year two. This year, we're welcoming in Michigan Energy Office, so we're really excited about that new relationship and what that might do for the program.
Winning this competition or being a finalist in this competition becomes sort of a bragging point for these companies, and I would imagine it motivates their competition to get involved.
I think so, yeah, and they're telling them to get involved, too. So, you know, you have these organizations who are telling their competitors, you should do this. So that's really cool. And the fact that they're able to kind of sit in the same room and share information back and forth. And that's what's, I think, so interesting. And the appeal to this is that it is building owners and operators talking to building owners and operators. And somehow that level of trust, you know, they're not salesmen, they're not speakers, but they want to share their story, and I just appreciate so much them being able to break outside that box because it's not easy to public speak.
Well, I think the genius of this competition, I mean, we hear so much about some of the new technologies and all the things that folks are doing, from autonomous vehicles to solar to you name it. But this is really a focus on conservation. I mean, this is one of the few competitions that really hits on what Governor Snyder says is maybe one of the best ways to conserve energy is conservation.
the cheapest energy is the energy we don't generate. So yeah, it is all about energy efficiency, but solar energy and renewables in general can help you win this competition as well. We actually do our data is based on source energy use. So that's the energy that actually comes from our utility companies to our buildings. And so if you were to convert to solar, although you wouldn't necessarily be using any less energy, but because you're getting it from a clean source, you're still reducing your what we call an EUI, an energy utilization index, and that's what the competition is based on. So renewable energy is definitely a part of this as well, but this is not just about money, but it's about environment as well.
Well, let's conclude. Even as you're recognizing the 2016 winners, the 2017 competition is underway.
It sure is. So we're, what, 3 months in right now? Oh, 4 months in right now. So we'll hope that they're doing lots of things to cut their energy waste because the competition just keeps getting harder. The more competitors that come in, the harder it gets to win. So,
well, it's really a pleasure to be up here for the Battle of the Buildings. We've been talking with Sherry Holman. She's the Executive Director of the Green Building Council West Michigan Chapter. The Green Building Council of West Michigan manages and also hosts the Battle of the Buildings Biggest Losers. Sherry, pleasure having you on the program.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thank you for coming.